Once upon a time, there was a mother pig who had three little pigs. She was growing old and couldn't care for them anymore, so she sent them out to seek their fortunes. The three little pigs traveled for a while and began to realize that they needed a real home. The first little pig built his house out of straw because it was the easiest thing to do. One day, a wolf came knocking on the door. He said,
"Little pig! Little pig, let me come in."
"Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig.
"Well," said the wolf, showing his teeth, "then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
The wolf then took a big breath and blew the straw house down. The pig was able to escape and ran to the second little pig's house. The second little pig built his house out of sticks. This was a little bit stronger than the straw house. Soon after, the wolf came knocking on the house of sticks. He said,
little pigs, let me come in."
"Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins," said the little pigs.
"Well,"
said the wolf, showing his teeth,
"then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
The wolf then took a big breath and blew the wooden house down. However, the pigs were able to escape and ran to the third little pig's house. The third little pig built his house out of bricks. He said to his brothers,
"Don't worry, you are safe here."
Soon after, the wolf came knocking on the house of bricks. He said,
little pigs, let me come in."
"Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins," said the little pigs.
"Well,"
said the wolf, showing his teeth,
"then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
Well, the wolf huffed and puffed, but he could not blow down the brick house. The wolf was, however, a sly old wolf, and he climbed up onto the roof to see if he could get into the house through the chimney. The little pig saw the wolf climb up on the roof, lit a roaring fire in the fireplace, and placed on it a large kettle of water. Then with a snarl, the wolf jumped down the chimney, right into the kettle of boiling water. With a giant yelp of pain, the wolf sprang straight up the chimney and raced away from that brick house as fast as he could run. The three little pigs began singing and dancing merrily after they were safe from the wolf. The three little pigs lived happily together in the brick house. The big bad wolf never came back again.